Got an opinion? Email Rick Emerson day or night at rick@rickemerson.com. This is Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Okay, first of all, that's a myth anyway. That never happens. You cannot punch someone and drive their nose into their brain.
I know how to do it.
I don't care what you saw on Hunter.
I didn't see it on Hunter.
You really can.
Well, in a laboratory,
no.
If you've got like a protractor.
No, it really doesn't take all that much power to do it.
Like you've done it.
And that's why I know how to do it. I have not done it, but I know how to do it if need be.
I could give you endless opportunities to punch me in the nose, and you would not be able to drive, and I'm not going to, by the way, but you would not be able to drive my nose into my brain.
I really can't.
The flaw in that theory is if you're wrong, you're dead.
Well, then it's kind of moot.
I really do know how to do that.
Shut up. Christina just punched me, by the way, which is why we're talking about this.
You asked me to punch
you. But I didn't think you were really going to do it.
Oh, well, why'd you ask me? Hello?
Why didn't you turn your shoulder, lean into her, and said, go ahead, hit me, come on.
Hit me.
She's being pissy.
And I said, no, I'm not going to. And then,
because because you are being temperamental, and I said, you're being on.
I am not being temperamental.
You just, she's running your mouth like it was a
okay,
dodge.
Okay, let's reenact what happened over the break. I said, I like Matt's pen. Matt said, I'm going to buy you a box of those before you leave. And Rick looked at Matt and said, what are you going to need pens for in bins?
Well, fair enough.
And then I, of course, got upset at the comment, and then you said, punch me, and then I did, and you got mad at me.
Okay, here's the reason I got upset at the comment, before we get to these calls here and Tim and whatnot. Because when I asked why you would need pens in Bend, Oregon, which seems a fair statement on the surface.
I don't think that's a fair statement at all.
What, are you writing on a lot of ice cream socials?
Oh, come on. I'm not an idiot. It's not like I'm not going to use writing utensils when I move to Bend.
Don't you have one of those little cutesy chalkboards with, like, flowers and hearts around it that hang over next to the refrigerator that says, buy milk?
It's in storage.
I was kidding. Anyway, so you responded with, well, I might be getting a radio job in Bend.
And what would be the bad thing about that?
The bad thing about it is that one of your reasons for leaving is that you didn't think you really wanted to be in radio.
I said I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life.
You
I'm
know
still
it
22
well,
years old and I don't know.
But
I'm
you know
confused.
It well enough to leave here and yet to say already that you'll probably have another radio job
okay.
in Bend.
Remind you, leaving here because I am married to somebody who is moving across the state.
That is crap, and I'll tell you why. Because...
Whatever.
As you yourself have admitted on these airwaves, if you wanted this job bad enough, John would probably have stayed here for you. And so clearly, you don't want the radio job enough to stay, but when you go to Bend, you will take a radio job there.
I think it was kind of a circumstantial thing as well. I think that if I had fussed about it enough, he probably wouldn't have taken a job. And yet, this is a job that he was looking for, exactly what he wants. So, I'm willing to follow him. I'm young. I'm still moving my life around and changing and figuring out and trying to explore myself.
There's that pissy nature again. Anyway, so, and I said, you seem tense. Why don't you hit me? And then she freaking hit me.
No. You asked me two or three times.
Want you sitting there being seedy. I figured you had to get the energy out.
And I punched you, and then he said, well, I didn't think you were going to do it.
Well, it hurt.
Well, of course it did.
And then Christine's like, I could drive your nose into your brain, which no one can do.
Which I can.
Never. You find me one case. Somebody punching somebody, their nose going into their brain. Find me one case doesn't come from a Steven Seagal movie. I'm just saying. Jaharvies.
What are you going to do if I can?
Well, I'm just saying that, then I'll say I'm wrong. But I don't think it's ever happened. Not that you can prove. I don't think anybody's ever really punched a guy in the nose.
I'll find some court records.
And it's killed his... Yeah, went into his brain.
I'll find court records to prove it.
All right. We're going to get a couple of these calls here. And then we'll get Tim, and then you have more calls. And then Betsy later on, then Lycus. Is this our Michael Everhart?
Yes, it is.
Let's get our engineer a god among engineers.
Mike would probably know if he could do that. He's an engineer, knows how the physics work and
such. Mike Everhart, can you punch somebody in the nose and drive it into their brain, kill him?
It's happened to me.
Okay. Well, fair, it's hard to argue with that, I suppose.
I have to confess ignorance on that. Again, Steven Seagal movie is the only place I've ever seen that.
Okay. Where are you on this toilet business?
Well, it seems to me that the logic is inherently flawed there if you take into account the lid factor. If the lid is down, it would seem that the woman could generate enough neuron energy to lift it up, and then maybe she could also be able to put the seat down.
Also that, but you also got to realize this, too, that not only that, but women have gravity on their side, which makes the job easier. By definition, it is easier to lower the seat than to defy the laws of gravity and lift
breath?
It.
Come
no,
on.
Because you're lowering it, and you got gravity helping you, and you're lifting
it,
you're fighting
you
gravity.
Said women
you
have
damn,
gravity, and I was confused by
you
the...
You damn shrew. If you would just listen to one sentence... all the way through.
You can see where I would be confused.
I am going to come over there and I'm going to...
I'm going to come over there and punch you in the arm again.
All right. Anyway, so you're with me on this, Mike.
Absolutely.
Excellent. That's what I like to hear. All right, there you go. There's Michael Everhart, engineer extraordinaire. He's with me on this. You all can bite me. Thank Mike for a call well done. All right. Bunch of weasels. Let's get one more here. We're going to get Brett and Jason here in a moment. Let's get Ray. He's a full-time listener.
Hey.
Representing the PDX. What's up?
Well, hey, Rick, I think the real issue here is women should be happy we had the courtesy to lift the seat.
Completely, or pay for the apartment in most cases.
Well, see, that's the thing. It's sort of like home rules. I was in a gas station a couple of weeks ago traveling, and they had a really nice sign over the back of the toilet that says, "This is a men's room. Leave the seat up. It's not a lady's house."
Yeah. No.
And it would be a lot nicer if guys would pick up the seat for guys, too. I would much rather put the seat down and have a clean seat than leave the seat down and have most guys use the bathroom.
That's what I'm saying. And also, if it's a guy's apartment, you don't need a lid at all. You don't need the lid, period.
Oh, see, that's so gross, though.
Why?
Well, that's why you don't want to go there.
Do you spend a lot of time with your face staring into the toilet, weighing its aesthetic value?
Only in college.
Just Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom.
Yeah, baby.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
And this news at 208 brought to you by Remington Shavers. Looking for closer shave with less irritation? Try the new Remington TCT with the only triple screen system that automatically adjusts for the ultimate in closeness and comfort. Remington, what a great shave feels like. Scott Thomason is stepping down as president of his auto group, coming under fire for a hit-and-run accident in October. Unlike civilized people who thoughtfully and lawfully inquire about the well-being of those he hits, like this reporter did this past weekend, Thomason sped away from his crash. He's getting a Tonya Harding-like punishment, too. 18 months of probation, 100 hours of community service, working at the Oregon Food Bank, stirring big kettles of gruel for the homeless. Thompson has to undergo a mandatory alcohol evaluation and treatment if necessary, and will have to empty his bank account of $65 in fines.
I love gruel, man. Can I just say the word gruel is a great word to me? It's like
Hungarian goulash.
Oh, I said goulash. It's like that, too. Or, you know, another good word is borscht. I know that that's a particular thing that's beets. I know that that's a particular beet stew, right? Borscht. Borscht is a beet stew. But it you know, but gruel is just a great word. So see the iniquity in this world. That Tim hit somebody, car destroyed, life ruined. You know, and then nothing can ever go right for Tim. It loses your credit card at the same time.
Yes.
Scott Thomason hits some guy. You know, life continues to roll on unabated. That's just I'm telling you, man. Somebody's going to be the first against the wall when the revolution comes. And it's not going to be Tim.
Living the Bend lifestyle. Athletes in the Bend area want to spice up their race schedule with adventure racing. It's extreme racing in the wilderness where teams of three or four people race each other across rivers and mountains. It's part of the invigorating experience of living the Bend lifestyle.
Ah, sounds exciting, doesn't it?
It does.
Here's my impression of Bend on a Saturday night. 8 p.m. All right, okay. I'm sorry. Okay, there you go. That was my impression of Ben. Sorry.
Let's go to the video store and rent Rocky.
Do you have the wedding planner? Yes, we have 74 copies. All right. The church group was in here earlier.
Yes. Is that supposed to be me?
Well, it's you as the customer and also as the clerk. All right, here's Tim Riley.
Dozens of college athletes who were secretly videotaped in the buff have been awarded $11 million apiece. A federal judge in Chicago has ordered eight companies and three people to pay a total of $500 million to the 46 athletes whose privacy was invaded.
Yeah.
They sued over the footage that was sold over the internet advertised as hot young dudes. The videotapes made in locker rooms, restrooms, and showers during athletic competitions and several campuses were sold on the internet.
Okay.
It's going to be mostly cloudy and miserable this afternoon. Light rain, too. Highs in the mid to upper 40s. Cloudy tonight, some fog. Lows near 40 again. And maybe some sprinkles of drizzle tomorrow morning as well. Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom, live around the world at KOTK.com.
All right, 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1090. Later on, Betsy's going to be here. Like us, about an hour. The world-famous Phil Henry Show coming your way at 7 p.m. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll be welcoming Richard Nunn live to the studio as well as more of your phone calls in. All right, so where were we? Oh, yeah, I was disabusing Well, I was.
You were beating me.
I wasn't beating you.
You were verbally bashing me.
Well, you're lucky it's just verbal, sister. Lucky there are witnesses and microphones. Why I oughta. All right. Hey. So anyway. So we're gonna get back to this toilet seat thing. Would you? Because I feel that like the full. You know, we got to bring the full weight of journalism to bear on this issue to find out where we're at. Jason, you're in the Couve. You're on Hot Talk Tonight, KOTK.
Hey, I don't know where you want me to start here.
Just start at the beginning, Fred. Just go right into it.
Okay, well, you know, I heard something about the AIM. They have better AIM.
Yeah.
Tell them to stand up and try it. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, we're working at a disadvantage. We're like 2 feet away.
I want to see a woman write her name in the snow. That's what I want to see.
I don't want to see
that.
Have
you ever sat down somewhere and not looked where you're sitting? I mean, you go to a restaurant, don't you look before you sit down?
Yeah, completely. Because some kid left his gum there or something or other, you know.
Yeah, and why can't they both close it? What's that?
Men are at a disadvantage. I mean, if you're using like a regular toilet, you're, you know what, foot away, something like that.
Yeah.
You're, and even like a regular stand-up urinal, you know, you got a little bit of room for air there. When you're a woman, it's like a zero-sum game. You're like, you're an inch and a half from the target, you're a woman. I mean, it's ridiculous. All right, there you go, Jay. You know, hey, where's... We're going to settle this once for all. Where's my Instapoll?
Rick Emerson's Instapoll.
That's what I'm talking about. Was that the good one or the crap one?
That's the good one.
Where's the crap one? I can't remember what the crap one is.
I think you actually liked the other one better, but that was Bruce liked the singing one.
Rick Emerson's Instapoll.
Nah, the first one's better. All right, so here, this is where the inaugural... This is not a test. This is the inaugural excursion into Rick Emerson's Instapoll.
Rick Emerson's Instapoll.
I haven't done it yet. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-73...
Rick Emerson's Instapoll.
I'm trying to explain how it works, you dick.
Rick Emerson's Instapoll.
Yeah. Okay, so here's what happens. I'll give you the phone numbers, and then you just call in. What I'm going to do is it's not going to be any screening. There's going to be no introductions. You're not going to pick up the phone and say, who are you, where are you calling from? We're just going to go down the phones, line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So I'll just say line 5, hello. Line 3, hello. I'm not going to have time to screen you. You're just going to weigh in on who is correct here about this business of the toilets, whether it's me or whether it's the peanut gallery that we've been hearing from for the last, 10 minutes on this. So this is the inaugural edition of the Rick Emerson Instapoll. It's 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. When I answer the phone, you just need to say whether I'm correct or whether it is, like Christina, who is correct on this issue. So go ahead and roll. Go ahead and roll the sounder.
Oh, wait, you want it now?
No, now you're supposed to...
Rick Emerson's Instapoll.
Well, you've blown the whole flow. All right, we'll go to line 1. Brett, they said what it is.
Yeah. All right, I'm the first.
Yeah, you got... Well, your name was already in the screen. You got to be ready for the Instapoll, but yeah.
I'm ready. I'm with you on the toilet, Rick. I'm with your position.
With you on the toilet, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, excellent. All right, line 2. Are you on my side or Christina's side when it comes to the toilet?
Man made the toilet, God made rope for them.
Oh, I didn't say that. That was not me who said that. All right, let's try, where are we doing it? We got line 6.
Yes, Rick, you're right, buddy.
Okay, you're with me.
I say the problem is, though, that we need urinals in the private household. Solve all your problems right there.
What are you talking about?
Well, as a man, when you go out to a restaurant or a sports arena or wherever you go, in the men's restroom, there's urinals for us to pee in, right?
Yeah.
So how about we have those in the household? But girls, I think they think that's a little bit unsightly, but you know what? If we had some urinals, I think we'd solve 98% of these problems.
Just get that big trough like they have at Shea Stadium. All right. Line 2, you're on the Rick Emerson Instapoll. Whose side are you on? Now, see, no one knows how to do the Instapoll. Yeah, see, there you go. See, they're confused. So you do it, and they just don't. All right. Let's see. What is line? Is this 4, 12, something? Hello. Yeah, Rick Emerson Instapoll. Where are you on this? Are we up? Can we have that? Is it line 6 up? Oh, wait. I haven't picked it up. All right. Rick Emerson Instapoll. Yes.
Salem, Oregon. You're right.
All right. You're with me on that. All right. Excellent. Instapoll, line 2. Where are you? Rick or Christina on this?
I'm with you, Rick.
All right. Excellent. That's what I'm talking about. All right.
Line... All right. Excellent.
All right. Instapoll. Line 3. See? All right. Line 5. Line 5. Yes. Where are you? Where are you on this? Are you on my side or Christina's side?
Rick's side, all the way.
All right. Excellent. We'll do one more here. Rick Emerson Instapoll. Whose side are you on? That's the best way to end that. What a great way to end. What a great way to end that segment. All right. It should be noted, by the way, that I got 100% of the votes there.
I think it was...
Not bad. No, our first Rick Emerson interval, little ragged.
Little shaky.
Little ragged. Took people a little while to get, but see now the phones.
See now
they're
the
going
phones
now.
Are just ringing and ringing.
Now they're going, see now people get it. But see now they'll know the next time we roll out the Instapoll, which by the way has been stolen by me. I stole the Instapoll, lock, stock, and barrel from a guy named Martin Davis, who does talk radio very well in Utah. I did not create it. It's stolen. Stolen completely by me from him. All right, so a little shaky there. We had a little ragged execution of the Rick Emmett Instapoll.
Probably next time we'll do better.
No, but yeah, the next time we roll out the Instapoll, so you know, it's going to run flawlessly. Now, people know the deal. They get how the Instapoll works. But it should be noted, the execution, sloppy though, was me, baby. Look at that. 100% of the votes accrue to me. You bunch of rabid weasels. Let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show our friend and colleague, the lovely Kristen in accounting.
Everyone was a little dazzled by the Instapoll jingle.
Yeah, I did. Their eyes were blinded by the audio production of
Instapoll.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Yeah,
that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, I have much Rick love, and I have much men love. You know, I'm usually with the guys, and I have to disagree with you on this
okay.
one.
Okay. Wow.
And it has nothing to do, you know, it has nothing to do with men and women.
Yeah.
Think about it. You leave the toilet seat up, things are going to fall into it, namely your toothbrush. You put the seat down.
You're not talking about the seat, you're talking about the lid.
The whole thing. You should always keep your lid closed completely.
Why?
Because you drop things in there.
Okay, you know, here's the thing. You know what I do in that situation? I don't drop the goddamn toothbrush into the toilet in the first place.
Well, that would work great if you never get drunk and you never walk around in your bathroom with the lights off.
I can't even conceive of how I would ever drop the toothbrush into the toilet.
If you're... For instance, in my bathroom, medicine cabinet is over the toilet. Anytime you pull something out, chances are something falls out of it.
It's not my fault that you haven't ordered the kitchens and bathrooms book yet. I'm saying
so much room in my bathroom.
I'm saying in the average non-tenement building, you're brushing over the sink, which is not over the toilet. And you know, why would you brush your teeth over the toilet anyway?
I'm not saying you're brushing your teeth over the toilet. I'm saying a lot of people keep their toothbrush like in their medicine cabinet.
You
leave it open. You're just asking for something to fall in there.
Okay. It's not so your lack of coordination.
No, as a matter of fact, my other comment is my boyfriend puts the seat down constantly. You know why?
Yeah, I know why.
Yes, Mistress Kristen.
I know why.
He always does it.
I know why.
Because he doesn't like how the toilet looks with
sure.
the seat up.
I know why he obeys you. It's a two-syllable word starting with P. That's why. Okay? Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. That's Kristen. All right, it's 1-800-727-5955.
You don't even hear her out. You just kind of brush her aside.
What? I heard her out. She can't hold on. She lacks an opposable thumb and drops the brush into the toilet all the time. Not my problem. Hey, here's a funny story. Speaking about toothbrushes and urine. So when I was in high school, we were debate dorks, of course, and we would always stay over at one person's house the night before a tournament because then the coach would come pick us all up in the morning, drive off to the tournament. And it was a lot easier. We were all at one person's house, usually putting together our cases at the last moment. So he didn't have to go pick everybody up. It's just simpler. So we would all be staying at somebody's house, crashed out the night before the debate tournament. Could this be any dorkier? And so my friend Wyeth, who was named after the painter, the same name, girly name if ever there was one. My friend Wyeth, we're staying at my friend Sean's house. Wyeth, middle of the night, goes in there. Oh, yeah, I got to go take me a number. Knocks Sean's toothbrush into the toilet. Humph. Wyeth, undeterred, is already in the middle of the whiz. Just keeps on going, you know, right into the toilet. He's like, well, and he's like, because you know, you guys know how it is. You can't turn that off once it's been turned on. You know, you can't turn off the whiz.
Really?
Nobody stops the whiz.
Really?
And so, well, you can, but it's hard. It's hard in your urethra. So you're nobody beats the whiz. So you're sitting there doing the whiz, brush, you know, just being churned around like it was so much cookie dough in there. You finish the whiz. He reaches in. I swear to God, this is true. He reaches in with his hand, fishes Sean's toothbrush out of the bowl, and then just taps it on the sink, back in the toothpaste, back in the toothbrush holder. Doesn't rinse it, doesn't wash it, just taps it, puts it back in. Okay, fast forward, next morning, Sean gets up, has breakfast, goes to the bathroom, brushing his teeth away. And, like, all of a sudden we hear this from the bathroom. Hey, this is weird. Yeah, my toothbrush tastes like pee smells. And then cut to a bunch of 15-year-old boys dissolving and giggles on the kitchen table. Hilarity ensues. That was a really revolting story. Here's Bob. He's a full-time listener. He's in Portland. What's up with you?
Hey, I just heard some scientist a couple of weeks ago doing a study said that when you flush the toilet, the vortex can push germs 20 feet out of the toilet, so you should always close the lid.
Yeah. Well, you know, the toilets, am I wrong about this, by the way? The toilets don't even come with seats and lids. When you buy a toilet, it's just a bowl. Toilet doesn't even come with a seat.
Not
correct.
Necessarily
I'm
true.
In an apartment now that has a brand new toilet downstairs with an old lid.
See, it's not even meant to have a lid. It's not even meant the lid to the seat. That's just liberal claptrap that they've created to put on afterwards.
Exactly.
I don't know what I'm talking about there. That didn't make any sense. The seat is like the gay agenda in schools. It's not that either. It's the seat is like a... No, it's not the appendix. Yeah, okay, the seat is to the toilet as those air fresheners, as a waffle iron is... No. No, there's. I'm just going nowhere with that.
Let me help you here.
Live from Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
It's like I saw the signpost guiding me to the joke, and then it was obscured by fog, and there was just nothing.
That's because the weather's bad.
Yeah. Okay. Here's Christina with the traffic.
Call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. Hey, is Betsy here yet?
No.
She went in late? That's unlike her.
I know, that is unlike her.
What the hell is her problem? All right, probably in a ditch somewhere.
That's not a very nice thing to say.
Well,
or even think.
The last couple times we've talked to her, she'd been drunk or hungover. You coming in? I don't know.
She wasn't drunk or hungover last week.
No, that's true. No, I'm being unfair.
Just while she was in Vegas.
Yeah. And denied it, by the way.
And who can blame you for being drunk or hungover in Vegas?
Who can? You know, that's what we ought to do. We ought to do a trip to Vegas one of these days, like with the peeps.
Okay.
We ought to do some, like a mobile listener party. Where you like, we get a bunch of, like, all of us here, like Matt and Tim and myself and somebody who's not Christina. We get a plane, get a bunch of listeners, go to Vegas. Wouldn't that be great?
I'll come back to that.
No, you won't be invited, really.
Then that doesn't matter if we change the locks. You can come back all you want. You don't have a key. It's not going to help you. All right, 503-250.
Change the locks when someone just leaves of their own will.
That's not true.
We
change the locks here all the time. Yeah, I was going to say, I can just put in a request.
I'm such a risky person.
You steal pens all the time.
That is true. You have stolen more pens from me and Matt.
That is so not true.
Little pen stealer.
Okay, what did I do for you yesterday, Rick Emerson?
Did you steal my pen this morning, Christina Carlson?
You traded pens with me. But that's only fair because you've stolen so many of my Pilot Ultrafine V5s.
You've given me every single one of them.
The Uniball Vision Elite that is in my hand. Did you or did you not try to steal that from me this morning?
I did not try to steal it.
You ended up with it
in my pocket for like an hour, sure. And I brought it back.
Okay, Winona. Whatever you say. All right, we're going to get Kirk in just a moment. Mike is a full-time listener. Milwaukee. What do you got there, brother?
Hey, man. They sell the rim on the bowl separately in the lid.
What was the first part of that again?
For the head on the crapper, they sell the rim and the lid separately.
Right, yes.
Yes, and you seem a little cranky today, too.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, okay, well, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay.
should have asked them if they sell the weed and the bong separately, too.
Yeah, did the glass come with the bottle? All right. Jesus. 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. We'll get Dave and Jack here in a second. In Beaverton, it's Kirk.
Kurt.
Kirk?
K-U-R-T. Kirk.
K-U-R-T. Okay, well, I can almost excuse that one because the K and the T. K and T sound a lot alike.
Yeah, I'm a little hoarse right now, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Switch up another one there, dude. Milwaukee weed is the best. Anyway.
Okay.
I have a problem with Jolie.
Yeah.
You know, she's the kind of woman who will sit in the passenger seat and look at you expectantly to open her car door, but right before you get there, she'll open it herself.
She just wants to see if you're trained.
I am trained. I put the toilet seat up so I don't pee on it, and I don't touch it to put it down because their asses have been all over it.
That's what I'm talking about. See, there you go.
What's the deal? You know, it's quid pro quo. I put it up, you put it down.
That was exactly the guy with Shane said in his email. He ended it with, what is their deal anyway? And note, by the way, that we've been talking about this. No woman can yet explain the deal.
I was actually moved to call you. I'm a long-time listener. I've never called.
First time I've actually met you. Yes. Excellent.
But I was moved to call today.
Good.
By a greater power, I'm sure.
Excellent. I'm glad you are spreading the word as well.
Oh, I'm a driver. Everybody gets to hear when they get on the bus.
You drive TriMet?
Negative. I drive for a small company out here in Beaverton. I drive their employee shuttle.
Excellent. God love you. Well, keep spreading the word, man. You rule.
You know it. You rule.
All right, there you go. There's Kurt in Beaverton. Not Milwaukee, where the weed is as high as a...
And not Kurt.
Elephant's
Kurt.
Eye. Yeah, Kurt. All right. 1-800-727-5955. No, here's the thing. The thing about the toilet and the door, it's like, remember Sarah's thing when she was hooking up with that guy Justin, who we called Bob at the time, where she was all concerned that he thought it was a date, and she's like, no, I don't want it to be a date. And then when he clarified, he said, I don't have any interest in dating you. Then she was all hurt. And the bottom line was, she didn't want to date him, but she wanted him to want to date her. Like, she wanted him to ask her on a date just so she could kind of say no. She just wanted to see if he would do it first. It's a power play. It's the term for that kind of maneuver. It's a power play. That's totally what this is all about. Let's see. We're going to get Jack in a moment. Dave's a first-time caller.
Yes.
What do you got?
All right. Remember your little analogy you kind of got lost on?
Yeah.
All right. Here's what it is. Basically, your toilet seat is to the toilet, like conversations are to sex. Women seem to need them, men kind of tolerate it, but it's basically not necessary.
Yeah, it's really not there for the actual accomplishment of the act. That is what I'm talking about. Dude, you are the bee's knees. You're a first-time caller, right?
Yes, I am, sir.
Are you spreading the word about the show?
I just kind of got hooked up the last couple of days. One of my buddies told me, and it will be spread.
Excellent. God love you. There you go. That's Dave in the PDX. All right. 1-800-727-5955. 503-250 tonight. We get back. Jack says he's got 2 points here. We'll get Jay on the I-5. More of your phone calls. About half an hour away from Likas, followed by the world famous Phil Hendry Show, 7 p.m. Don't go anywhere. It's a Rick Emerson Show. Talk to Eddie K. It's Decay. We'll be back after this.
Talk 1080 KOTK.
It's a gift everybody can agree on.
It keeps on giving. The gift that keeps on giving.
All right, here's Christina with the traffic.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. In just a moment, we'll welcome our good friend Betsy to the show. Let's quickly get Jack, a full-time listener. What do you got, man?
Two things, Rick. First, yeah. The toilet bowls come in two different shapes. There are round toilet bowls, and then there are oblong toilet bowls that are much more suitable for man use.
Okay. All right.
That's number one. Number two, I was having the same trouble with my wife, and I went in the catalog, and I found a nightlight for your toilet seat.
Really?
Yeah, and what this thing does is, if the seat is up, it projects a red bullseye down into the water. And if the seat is down, it projects a nice green glow.
Oh, that's great. It's even got gender-appropriate colors. That's beautiful.
It does, and it also, it only lights up when you approach it, so you don't waste the batteries, and it's also got a little light, a little selenium rectifier on it so that... It doesn't light up during the daytime.
Well, you know that was invented by a guy.
They call
you know?
It the marriage saver. It runs on batteries.
Excellent. Where can you get that?
It's in these little, you know, these little shop at home catalogs.
Sweet.
I'm sure you can get it on the web as well.
Excellent. There's Jack. I'm totally there. Rectify. All right, let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show our good, friendly, lightsome, and talented Betsy. How are you doing?
Hey, baby.
You look like a, and I know I use this a lot, but it is full on true today. You look like a nun, a lay nun, so to speak, a nun kind of in street clothes as a teacher.
I think she looks like a sexy librarian.
Well, no, you've got like a charcoal, is it a suit or is it a sweater and skirt?
It's like a wool dress.
It's a dress.
A charcoal gray wool dress.
It looks like a big, like a
and
really
then,
long sweater.
And you got some very tasteful silver jewelry and small stylish glasses. You look like the best looking librarian ever.
Wow.
So,
well, thanks.
Good look for you today.
All right. Great. Thanks.
So what's up with you? You're late. Thought you were dead.
You know what?
We were praying you weren't.
It doesn't matter if I'm late because I still got on the air at the exact same time that you always put me on anyway.
I keep trying to put you earlier, but you're never here.
Oh, shut up.
I would have gone to you earlier if you'd been here. That's true.
I told you that I really wanted to be on the air just for fun more.
But you weren't here.
And you said, well, you know, you don't even need to show up until later.
I said 2:30. You were not here at 2:30.
No, I'm here at 2:30 every other
was
time,
she here
and you don't put me on.
Was she here at 2:30?
Anyway.
Was she here at 2:30 today? Or was she late?
How about last week?
I don't know.
And
I mean,
how about all the other weeks?
What am I, Cronos?
I'm always here, and you still
not the
put
god
me on
of
now.
Time. Yeah, all right.
No, obviously you can't manage time.
Well, there's no need to be saucy about it. There's no need to get all Rita Moreno on my ass.
I need to be saucy like all the time with you because you demand a saucy woman.
I got your sauce. All right, now what the hell are we doing here?
Is it a special sauce?
Well, you got a list, right?
Does that make you a special man?
I guess. Let's not even talk. Let's
special bus.
Let's get the at least one more here quickly before you do the list. Anthony, is this you're in Phoenix?
Yes, sir. I'm in Phoenix. How you doing?
What are you doing? Why are you listening in Phoenix?
Well, I'm a fan of the show.
Excellent.
I used to live up in Salem, and I moved down here, so I listened to it online all the time.
Oh, I was going to ask how you found the show. So you were up here, and so you took your love of the show with you when you went south.
Yes.
Excellent.
What a man.
And I've got people down here listening to you and everything.
So you're spreading the word in Phoenix in another...
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. See, that's the love. That's the love that Rick Emerson shows.
In a couple of months, I'm moving to New York, and I'll be spreading the word over there, too.
Yay.
Spreading the word in New York. Dude, you are a man among men. You're a god among men. Excellent. You rule. You call us anytime, man.
All right.
You didn't even let him speak about
He was just calling to say he's spreading the word, or did you have another comment?
No, I'm just letting you know that I'm down here in Phoenix, and people down here love you. So.
There you go. Excellent, man. You rule. All right, there you go.
There's
Anthony.
Rick Emerson piece of crap, though.
What the hell? What does that mean?
Rick Emerson always cuts people off.
I didn't cut him off. He was done.
No, this time I understand, but that's where my comment came from originally.
Well, that's because we got lots of this is a popular show. There's lots of people want to get on. We can't just spend.
I'm sorry. Maybe I spent a little too much time. Maybe I got a little
bad
too
mood
close
today.
To Christina.
You're in a bad freaking mood.
All of your women surrounding the show are starting to like fight back, man.
Not fighting. It's not fighting back because I haven't done anything. It's not fighting back. It's just assaulting me for no reason because I haven't done anything.
Assault.
All I said was he was done with his comment, and we went to end the call. I mean, as much as I'd like to spend, we just don't have time to spend half an hour with everybody. It'd be a 10-hour show.
Reaching for the button.
He was done. He
I understand.
Said,
you're right.
Okay, so
Rick Emerson
withdraw.
Is right.
Okay, and you
Betsy
were and you were just
wrong.
being crabby about it.
No, I'm just getting back at you. I got this load of trash in the trash can
to get
throw
back
at
for
you.
What? Like I've done anything to
stuff
you?
That
I've been
saved
nothing
up
but
all this time.
I've been nothing but good to you. I've not been nothing. This show's the best thing that's ever happened to you.
Shut up.
It's true. You
it's
know it's
not
true.
Not true. You know, getting kicked out of Studio 54 in Las Vegas was very very fun.
Name dropper.
Better than yeah.
Like Bo Dietl. Jesus. All right, so we'll get your list here in just a second.
Yeah, I got
you got
list.
Like
it's very.
You got like those are stripper nails if I've ever seen them. I mean, there's no rhinestones or anything, but that's like a doomy red or something. Broadway
it,
rose.
It is a doomy red, and I did it for Christmas.
I thought you were going to say you did it for Christina.
No, so did I.
That's what I'm talking about. We'll
but
be back.
Look at it. I have an extra pen. I happen to use the same exact pen.
No one brings me extra pen.
Live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Band in Nashville may cause headaches.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-980. We got Lycus in about 10 minutes. Follow the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. All right, so what is your list this week?
This list, actually, I had it like almost a month ago. Lexi helped me out with it because we were getting ready to go to Vegas, and I decided to do a list on why a stripper would leave her job because I was going to Vegas.
The stripping job or the real job?
Right. No, the stripping job.
Okay.
Because we were going to Vegas, and so the list, I came up with like 10 different things. So I split it in two, why she would temporarily leave her job, which I did that list. And then this is why she would permanently leave her job.
Excellent.
Which is
appropriate because of Christina.
Because of Christina.
All right.
So, oh dear, I have to find him.
Oh, see, here we are trying to do the list and you're not ready. I'm just going to be quiet.
No, okay, I'm looking at my real estate notes instead. That's the problem.
I'm just going to be quiet.
Shut up.
Waiting on you, woman.
I've got it here somewhere.
That was at my
dad. There's a list here somewhere, right?
This was how my dad used to summon my mom in the car. He'd be up in the car and he'd go, waiting on you, woman.
Yeah.
My friend Todd's dad did exactly the same thing. I think it's a Washington State thing. Waiting on you, woman.
I think it's more a Kennewick thing.
Just going to sit here.
Well, you know
I think
what?
I've heard you say that to me before, actually.
Yeah, well, you know, what are you going to do?
Here we go.
Okay, well, good. Well, it's good that we had you on early, because otherwise it would have been time squandered.
Shut up.
Yeah, all right.
All right, number five, Rick will never fit into this category. She got a sugar daddy.
Well, I don't know if I get
it. What's the actual list?
This is the reasons why a stripper would permanently leave her job.
Yeah, not Christina.
All right, so sugar daddy.
She doesn't have... Christina, you didn't get a sugar daddy, did you?
Jesus is her sugar daddy.
There you go.
Her sugar daddy, the Lord above.
Yeah, well, and John is her daddy, but he ain't got no sugar.
Yeah. Who's your savior? Smack. Who's your...
Okay, reason number four. She is now too old or has danced for too long.
Yeah, a little few miles on the odometer.
Yeah, and a lot of times they don't know they should quit, but they end up eventually. Number three, she got injured.
Oh, like falling off the stage injured scarred in a fire injured?
You know what? Usually it's her back. Usually it's some kind of accident that isn't even related to dancing.
Oh, right.
But
it's like
sometimes
she's like,
it's because she's been in...
Or you screw up your leg or something.
Yeah, or she's been in 6 or 7 inch heels much.
Or you drive your car into a Buick and destroy
it,
Tim Riley style.
Exactly.
Yeah, all right.
Or she has these great... big fake breasts that are heavyweight, and so her back ends up hurting every time. Okay, so that's reason number two. Reason number three. Reason number two is perhaps Christina's reason. She got a real job.
Yeah, we know that's not it. We know there's no, the words real and job together are not in any way connected to this.
Not yet.
No, she's going to go there and get another radio job, despite the fact that she doesn't want to be in radio, which is why she's leaving.
But now, Rick, think of this. If she did get a real job, would she tell you about it? She wouldn't, because she doesn't want to hurt you.
I'll find out.
She doesn't want to tell
I'll
you
see all.
There's something better than
and
that.
And when she comes back to visit her in-laws, the hair better not be short either. I don't you go to Ben cutting your hair, woman.
So you're still going to make sure that I don't cut my hair?
I'm going to get you a webcam so I can make sure you don't cut it. There'll be hell to pay.
How about we do the listener party in Bend?
Yeah, that's
time.
A great idea. Why don't I just pull my eyes out of my sockets with a fork?
We could all go down there and visit Christina.
Yeah. Why don't we do it in Boise? That'd really be rocking too.
We could do some of those adventure workouts.
Let's go. Yeah, let's all do it in. Let's do it in Chehalis. Yeah.
You know, I would love to see Tim out there rugged mountain hiking or something in some Speedos.
Yeah, I'll take it under advisement.
Okay. Number one reason. Why a stripper would leave her job, and often does, her man asked her to stop.
Because it's sexy at the beginning, but not once they're dating.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
I got to say again, that's like the best outfit you've ever had on.
Gosh,
we
got to
get a picture of that. It's a great outfit.
Okay.
Hey, do you want a job producing a radio show for very little money and no respect?
Hey, yeah.
Excellent. That's what I like
to
hear.
I love it.
All right, we want to thank CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop, Halle Berry, Ann Hayes, Salt and Pepper, Meatloaf, the Loaf as Mr. Loaf,
as
the New York Times calls him. Jolie from the front desk, Betsy, of course, are you dancing right now?
Yeah, tonight I'm at Dolphin 2 and I brought my cheerleading outfit.
Oh,
I'll have my librarian costume and my cheerleading outfit.
Come on.
I'm always at the Dolphin 1 and Dolphin 2, and tonight is...
Hey, Rick, you want to go to the Dolphin tonight?
Yeah.
Just checking.
Yeah. I can't comment. We want to thank Kristen in accounting. Also, the Rick Emerson Show is produced by... hold on.
You are such a jerk.
It'll come to me.
Miss Ben, 2003.
That's exactly what it is. Produced by Mrs. John Carlson for Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.